Blog Talk Radio.
Is going to overshadow you. And when the glory shows up, the impossible
Hallelujah. And God alone.
Hallelujah.
If anybody follows about yourself tonight,
hallelujah.
It's you.
It's you, God. It's you, God. It's all about you, God. Hallelujah. You are right.
And God alone.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise God. We worship him. We adore him. Praise God. We bow to him. Praise God. He's God. He's God and God alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just enter in with me for a few minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's just enter in with praise and worship unto our God. If God is all about him anyway, praise God. It's all about him. And he said, oh, if my people will worship me. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. We drive out every evil force, every demon spirit, anything that tries to come, hinder, block, in the name of Jesus. We let this enemy know that he has no authority. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ministry coming to your life tonight. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to the drugs, prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's favorites is reaching out to help heal your hurts tonight. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, I will give you rest. You know, we serve a God. Praise God. That's willing to give us rest from anything that we face, anything we go through. Praise God. God is right there with his arms outreached to us, calling us, telling us to come on a little higher, come up thither. You know, he wants to just hold us and comfort us and give us the peace that passes all understanding. You know, God's promises is just true to us. And if we stand on that word and believe God for his word, God is a wonderful God. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And there is no lies. You can't find no lies in the God that we serve because he just said awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for this time and this hour, God. Oh, God, to serve you with our whole heart, mind, and soul, oh, God. We just thank you, Lord God, for the favor, God, that you have upon us. We thank you, God, that you have loved us with an everlasting love, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for every son or daughter, oh, God, that's going to be delivered, oh, God, today, oh, God, from drugs and alcohol, all kinds of drugs, and, oh, God, set free behind the prison walls, God. Maybe some mother done lost a son, God, today by the bullet, God. But I pray that for your comfort, oh God, and your peace, that, oh God, just spread through her and give her, oh God, the comfort that she needs. Whatever you may be going through tonight out there, maybe you are facing some type of sickness, praise God. I believe God. I believe God by faith that God can do anything, that he can heal your disease, praise God. Hallelujah. There's nothing I don't believe that my God can't do, praise God, because he promised me that. And if he said he'll do it, if we stand on his word and believe it, because he said he sent his word and healed all our disease, praise God, hallelujah. Father, right now, Lord God, maybe someone, oh God, Father God, is hurting so bad, Lord God. Oh God, and they don't know how to shake this hurt, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, heal the hurts, oh God. Heal the diabetes, oh God. Heal the blood pressure, oh God. Heal, oh God, Father God, from every snare, oh God, that have, oh God, thrown them, oh God, and shuffle them, oh God. Help them to stay strong. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help them, oh, God, to be planted sound on that solid rock, oh, God, that is unmovable, praise God. Help them, oh, God, Father God, yes, Lord God, to say yes to your will and yes to your way. They will let nothing, oh, God, tear them and sway them. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, oh, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that your arms, God, you said is not too short, that you can reach down and save. I pray for salvation for every family today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray today, oh, God, that salvation will come in every home, oh, God, where they need salvation, oh, God. Every man, oh, God, that don't know you, Lord God, I pray for salvation in his heart, that, oh, God, when he allow you to come in there and operate, God, Lord God, he'll be the man that you call him to be, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, Father, for the operation of the Holy Spirit that goes in and do surgery, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon formed against thy men today shall prosper. They shall mount up on wings like eagles and soar as a man, God, that you have made them to be, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your love and your grace and your mercy, oh, God. Oh, God, you the God of all. You made us, and God, you knows all about us. And, Lord, I thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Is there anyone out there tonight that need have a prayer request or need that you would like to speak it at this time? If so, press 1 right now on your telephone. Praise God. If you have a prayer request that you would like to mention tonight, and after the prayer request, I'm going to ask Mother Stokes, would she pray over the prayer request? I have someone up. 513, go ahead.
Gloria Dean.
You have. Oh, hey, Gloria Dean. All right, Gloria Dean, we have a prayer request. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just need prayer for my back getting well. I've been listening to scriptures and thanking God for the word of God and just trying to get well with my backache and the tests that the doctor take that to begin to see whatever could be But I'm looking for full, complete healing from God. My body, my chest, I'll say my whole body. Praise God.
Amen, amen. Is there anyone else have a prayer request tonight? If you have a prayer request, please press 1. If you have a prayer request tonight, please press 1. If not, we'll go on. Praise God. If anybody have a prayer request tonight, press 1. Praise God. We're going to ask Mother Stokes at this time, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Praise God. Would you please pray over our prayer request tonight?
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm one of the scriptures that I wanted to read was 7 and 12. Through 14, I know you asked me to pray, but I wanted to.
And also, yes, you can do the scripture also, but I also want you to pray for all our dads out there, okay?
All right.
Go ahead.
Okay, all right. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by Mike and said unto him, I have heard you the prayer and have chosen the place. The place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven, that there be no, if I command the locusts to devour the land, if I send a pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal the land. And I was reading that because that scripture, 7 and 14, Second Chronicles 7 and 14 is where Solomon was praying and God appeared and God heard Solomon's prayers. And Sister Gloria Dean, just like he heard Solomon's prayers, I know he hear our prayers. He is the answer, and he will answer our prayers. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now, interceding for Sister Gloria Dean, Father. I thank you, Lord God, for the healing that you already have given her, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, at the area of her body, Father. In the name of Jesus, a back pain, no more back pain, no more leg pain, whatever, wherever the pain is, Father. I thank you that you can stop it immediately with the twinkling of your eyes, Father. You, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, because you're on time, God. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you're Jehovah Rapha. You are the healer. You say, I am the healer. You are the one that healed me. And, Father, we want to thank you right now for the healing that you've already done for Sister Gloria Dean, Father. The manifestation is just taking place in her body, oh, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for that. Now, Lord, I lift up all of the fathers tonight, God, as this is Father's Day. Lord, I want to lift them all up, whether they're at home, whether they're in jail or whether they're in the hospital or wherever they are. Father, I lift up all fathers all over this world. I thank you, Father, for our heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, because you're a good God. You're a kind God. You are everything that we need. You are Alpha and Omega. You're the first and the beginning. And, Lord, I want to thank you tonight for all that you've done, all that you're going to do. Lord, even the ones that's hurting, that's in prison, that couldn't see their children today, Father, I thank you, God, that you will make a way. Oh, Lord, to streamline them. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, where they can see their children, oh God. I thank you that you're healing every hurt that's in their body. There's somebody hurting tonight. There's somebody in the nursing home, oh Father. I lift up Sister Wanda, Father, bad teacher, mother, Father, who is on the life supporting machine tonight, Lord God. Oh Father, the doctor said, told Wanda Keisha to pull the plug, Father, but the family said they're going to let God do the work. Father, I thank you, God, that, you know, Wanda, we used to be on the prayer line. Wanda was faithful in 2013 before she had that stroke. So, Father, let your will be done tonight, oh God. Father, let your will be done, Father. Because, Lord, I lift up Mother Garden to my Lord, Father, in New Orleans. Is that her daughter, Father, in the name of Jesus? Father, I lift up heal Mother Garden heart, Lord God. Oh, Father, heal her hurt that she's hurting right now, God. But, Father, we know that you'll bring them through. You'll bring that Cook family through. You'll bring the Garden family through, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we want to thank you, and I lift up Sister Vivian, Lord God, tonight. I lift up Sister Vivian's family, her daughter and her son, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. I lift them up wherever they may be. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God. And how she continues to press in and press in for your word, Lord God, and press in to keep her church together, Lord God, because you have empowered her, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord, I just lift up all the prayer lines, Lord God, tonight. I lift up every one of them, Father. In the name of Jesus, I lift up Sister Hilda Jones. I lift up Reverend Bishop, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I lift up Mother June Paul, Father, right? Just to call a few, Sister Ahmed. Lord, I lift them up, Father, to you. I thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Now I lift up the President of the United States of America. Father, we thank you because he is our President. Father, give him the revelation. Father, you work with him, Lord God. I know you can intercede in his heart, and his mind and his soul, Father, what to do and how to run the United States of America. But, Father, I ask you right now to send your ministering angels, oh, Father, to protect him and lead him and guide him, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, keep the angels watching over him and the White House, everyone in there, Lord God. Just tell, Lord God, take control, oh, Father. We thank you, oh, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen.
Thank you, Sister Stokes. Thank you so much. Minister Spears, are you there?
Yes. Yes.
Can you pray for salvation for our men today?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come now, Father God, before your holy presence, God. We pray, God, for the salvation for all the men, God, that is upon this earth, Father God. Pray, God, that they're leaning on you and depending on you, Lord God. We pray, God, that you will come into the hearts, Father God, and they will confess, God, that you are their Lord and their Savior, Father God. Father God, and once they confess, Father God, salvation, Father God, it's freely given unto all, Father God. Lord, lift them where they are right now, if they're torn, if they're weighed down, if they have the burden, Father God. We know, God, once they come unto you, Lord God, that all things will be done and done well, seen and unseen, Father God. But this is the day, God, that you have made, Father God, and we are glad in it, Father God. Lord, we know that the men are the head, but you are head of the man, Father God. And everyone needs you, Father God, to lean and depend and trust on you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray this prayer, and we say amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, sweetheart. Sister G, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Thank you, honey. Can you pray that our sons will be delivered from drugs?
Yes. Hallelujah. Moko shabaka diridiya ko shabaka diridiya ko shabaka diridiya ke orirabaka shedidiya ko. Father, you are the great deliverer, Moko Shabaka Yoko. You deliver your people out of sin. No matter what the sin is, you deliver your people out of them. So tonight we call on you as deliverer. Moko Shabaka Oridiyaka. And we ask you to deliver our young people out of Moko Shabaka Didiyeke. Every addiction, particularly alcohol, particularly drugs, where the enemy has them bound and in captivity, we say, set them free. So, Father, we thank you that they'll begin to lose the taste. Every time they think about drugs, alcohol, they'll get sick on the stomach. They'll even vomit if they put it up to their mouth. They will, instead of running after drugs, alcohol, they'll run hard after you, like a deer when it's thirsty. They'll begin to hunger. They'll begin to thirst for you. They won't thirst for the wrong thing no more, but they'll begin to thirst for you like never before, and their thirst will never be quenched. They'll be running harder and harder and harder every day. All they can think about is you. They'll keep their mind stayed on you. And Lord, I thank you that you're cleansing them of all unrighteousness, and you're turning them more to you. You're turning them back to their first love, you. So they'll remember the best thing that they've ever done is fallen in love with Jesus. And so when they've fallen in love with you, every addictive way has fallen off of them. And we give you praise and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Sister Gigi, pray for the men that was depressed today because they couldn't provide for their families like they wanted.
Amen, 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 in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence right here. Thank you. Oh, more of you, hallelujah, more of you. Come, Lord Jesus, come, 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 Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we pray for all the men that have the desires to provide, but they can't. They can't provide right now for the family and into depression. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that the spirit of depression shall subdue. Shall be subdued in the mighty name of Jesus. That those spirits that running around, hallelujah, to play with men's head. And Father, we come against those spirits in the mighty name of Jesus by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. There will not give them the idea to kill themselves, a suicidal idea. Oh, Lord, my God, you know, when the man cannot do what they're supposed to do, they feel that the lies are nothing. And Father, we pray that they come to the realization that, yes, the lies are worth something. Yes, you know, give them, Lord, my God, we pray that you give them the patience and confidence and hope only on you, hope and you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Touch their minds, oh Lord. Touch their hearts. Encourage them right now. There are some good fathers out there. There are some good men men out there and the deprived, the insulted, and Father, in the name of Jesus, wherever they are right now, some of them in drugs, some of them smoking because they don't see the way out, but you are the way out. Father, you love them wherever they are. However they turn out, you love them, oh Lord. That's why you give us the ability to pray for everybody. The one behind bars, the killers, the killers, the terrible killers. With them all, you see them all, and you know them all, and that's why we know that you love all of them. Now, some of them, yes, they're in distress. Some of them behind bars, in the midst of family. Yes, yes, Lord. And you know all about them, oh Lord. You're the one that, you knows the heart and you and minds, and you know the suffering, oh Lord. You know what they're going through in with their thoughts of Father. And we pray that you come and you touch the mind, you heal the hearts, and Father, and you dry the tears from their eyes. And when men cries, it means a lot. The cries, yes. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that they will be comforted. And I pray in the name of Jesus they will laugh again in the midst of everything. Hallelujah. Because when you're in something, yes, everything can be so wonderful in the midst of the terrible things. Father, you touch them, and I thank you for listening to our prayers in the mighty in their behalf, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister CG. Thank you all for praying for our fathers and men today. Praise God. This is Father's Day. Day that's set aside to acknowledge, praise God, to acknowledge our men. What a blessing. Did you really realize today, praise God, do you really realize the importance, praise God, of our men? Praise God. The importance of our men. And the title of my message today is The Seed. That is the important thing, the seed, praise God. And I just want to thank God tonight for every man, praise God, every man. God made every man. I don't care how they are, what they look like, where they come from, God made them. I thank God for the seed, hallelujah, because if it was not for the seed of the man, the earth could not produce. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Oh, praise God. We want to talk a little bit about the seed tonight. Praise God. We would not be here. I know we celebrate Mother's Day and make a huge thing out of it. But if it wasn't for the seed to be planted into the womb, we wouldn't have a earth to multiply like God said. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, when we think about that seed, how it multiplied, I thought about my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and so forth, and back and back and back that I don't even know. Praise God. But somebody had to produce a seed for this lineage to go on. Praise God. And have you thought about that today? Have you thought about the seed today and how important it is from the beginning of time up until now? God created Adam and Eve, and we're going to look at Genesis 1, 27 through 30. And it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful
and multiply and replenish. Oh, God gave the man and his wife a command. Praise God. Replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the flesh of the sea, fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every creeping thing. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of the earth, every tree, and which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you shall it be meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creeps upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he did. It was good. I want to tell you about the seed. Hallelujah. Praise God. I got so excited when God spoke to me. Praise God. About the seed. Hallelujah. I said, yes, Lord. And I began to think, praise God, of this seed. Praise God. And this seed has multiplied and has gone on. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we see God started everything with the seed. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this seed just multiplied. Look at God. Look at God in all of his gracious mercy. Praise God. This seed has brought forth generations to generations. Praise God. Psalms 112 and 2 says, praise God. Let's look at it right quick. 12 and 2, it says this. His seed shall be mightily upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. When God put this seed here, he put it to be blessed. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. This is supposed to be a blessed seed. All of the seed is not blessed when we allow the enemy to come in. Praise God. And Adam and Eve did. Praise God. But God's gracious mercy and his grace continues to bless us. His seed shall be mightily upon the earth. The generation of them upright shall be blessed. We know the seed is a small thing. Small thing. It amounts to so much. It amounts to so much. We know that there are many types of seeds to make up the universe. But I'm talking about the man seed tonight. The seed of a man is planted inside the womb of a woman. Praise God. And the seed is brought about. See, God, he said two is better. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Come on and pray with me tonight because this thing is inside of me. And he brought about, and when he put that seed in there, he brought about many tongues, many tribes, and many nations, and all kinds of races. Come on, somebody. Talk with me tonight. I'm talking about this seed, how it's been scattered, how it's been, oh God, how God has shown himself mightily with the seed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. For we know the seed didn't just start with the natural man, but it's also the spiritual. I don't just want to talk about the, that's why I'm so wound up. When God spoke to me about this message, he wasn't talking to me only about even though we're celebrating Father's Day. Yes, we are talking about our men. But God has a spiritual side of this thing also. And then he got a lineage. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. He got that natural man, and he got the spiritual man. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go to Genesis 3 and 15. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, this thing started way back in the beginning of time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Number 4. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is just awesome. You know, he does things, oh, in ways that we don't understand, but it's God. It's God. It's God. It's God. Praise God. So we're going to look at Genesis 3 and 15, and it says this, praise God, hallelujah, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. It's talking about the enemy. You know we have authority. That's what I just read you earlier. Praise God. God has given us authority over everything. That's why we pray tonight. God, we have authority over every demonic spirit, praise God, that may try to attack our husbands, praise God, hallelujah, to try to tear them and make them feel, any of us, praise God, hallelujah. Genesis 3:15 and prophesy, and it was prophesied in Isaiah. King, praise God. Go over there, praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. You know I love the word, praise God. 7:14 says, praise God. And therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. That's the spiritual side, praise God. Oh, God, we might have time to go through the genealogy, praise God. But when you go through that genealogy, praise God, we see what Isaiah is talking about. Oh, this seed here, this man child here was born of the Spirit, praise God. That's why we step into the Spirit and let the Spirit move in us and use us for his glory. Hallelujah. Oh, it was required by the blood crews on the royal line. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Jeremiah 22:30 said, praise God. Hallelujah. And we just skipping along here because there's so much that I can say about the seed spiritually and physically. Praise God. Hallelujah. 22:30 said, thus said the Lord, write ye this man, childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. This seed, if it's not of God, if the seed is not obeying God, it will not prosper. God don't bless in mess. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. God wants to bless his seed. Yes, he does. God wants to prosper his seed. He even done that by putting man and woman together to multiply. Yes, praise God. Hallelujah. This is the God we serve. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the God we serve to prosper us, that we may be in health. Praise God. Praise God. That's the loving, kind God that we serve. It is required of us to be obedient to him and man to love his family. And oh, praise God. Oh, that seed is to provide for his family. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Look at Romans. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Romans. Praise God. Hallelujah. No, that wasn't Romans. We are the seed of Christ, Isaiah 53:10. That's where we're at. Oh, praise God. I tell you, it's nothing like the seed when you get it inside of you. You say, how did I get here? I got here through a seed. Glory, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. I'm from the seed. I hear people say, I'm from the seed of Abraham. Yes, I am. I'm also from the seed of my father. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, Mr. P.C. Thornton, I don't know what your daddy was named, but God said, I know him by name, praise God. Isaiah 50, and let's go back over here. Isaiah 53:10 says, hallelujah, praise God. Oh, I'm so proud, praise God. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him and put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. God will prosper his seed, y'all. God said he wants them to be like olive shoots around the table. God will prosper his seed. Yes, he made them to prosper. He made them, to produce. Yes, yes, praise God. He prospered them so that they could, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But let me tell you a little bit of the seed, praise God. Hallelujah, of Jesus. Now, you can look back over your lineage, but when we look at Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Judah, and Tamar,
Perez, Hanson, Ram, Abinadad, Nashon, Solomon and Rahab, Boaz and Ruth, Obed, Jesse, David and Bathsheba. Now you say, oh, all these people, some of them fell, God, it's all right. That's why God, oh, forgiveness, and he just loved. That's why Jesus is seated on the right hand making intercession for us, praise God. Solomon, Rahabon, Abijah, Asa, Jehoshaphat, Jeroboam, Uriah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, Messiah, Amon, praise God, Josiah, Jeconiah, Shetaniah, Jerubbabel, Abuda, Eklem, Azor, Zodok. Now you wouldn't think it took all this to make up Jesus. We're going on down until we get to Jesus. Praise God. Saint Lisa, praise God. How Akim, Ekalu, Elize, Aza, Mattiham, Jacob, Joseph. Then we come after Joseph. It was Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Come on, somebody. It's all about Jesus. The lineage, what I'm talking about, this lineage, it went and it went on down and it went on down until Jesus was already there. Jesus was already there. He was there from beginning because he's God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. So we worship him. We worship him as God today. And we lay our men before him today. And we thank God for the one, praise God, hallelujah, that have, served as great fathers in their home to teach their children as God has said to do. Ones that have, have loved their children and provided for their children as God has taught man to do. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord God, for the seed. Thank you, Lord God, for the seed that was planted into the womb, oh God, to bring forth, praise God, hallelujah, one that was glad to say today, praise God, that my father still lives, or my father was, all those that had a great testimony today and say that my father was played a great part in my life, my father, praise God. And a lot of children cannot say it because they don't have their fathers with them. Maybe their fathers, praise God, may have been murdered by the bullet. That's why we pray today. Their father may have got killed in an accident. Maybe their father had left home when they were young, praise God. Maybe their father, praise God, they don't know. Many of the children are adopted. And they don't have their father. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, but there was a seed. Oh, there was a seed that brought them here. Praise God. There was a seed that was planted into the womb. Oh, Father God, and brought them into this world. And they are here for a purpose and a reason. Praise God. They are here because God has loved them. Oh, yes. With an everlasting love, and promise not to never leave nor forsake. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to look at another scripture, Galatians 3 and 16, praise God. And it reads, now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. He said not, and two seeds as of many, but as of one, and by thy seed, which is Christ, Christ our Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. We worship him. We worship him. We love him because he, oh, praise God, he is the one created the seed. Praise God. That we, praise God, hallelujah, will love him. Praise God. And recognize who is the head of our lives when it comes to our family members. Praise God. Also look there in Galatians 3 and 29. It says, praise God, 28 and 29. It said, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ. But if ye of Christ, in Christ, be Christ, then ye are the seed of Abraham. If ye are of Christ, you are the seed of and heirs according to the promise. I want to let you know you are an heir according to the promise of God. You are the seed of Abraham. You have been brought into the lineage. Oh, praise God. Thank God for the seed today. Thank God that we can worship him for what he has done in the lives of his people today. Praise God. Thank God that he created and made things in his own way. As we read when we first come on, he made things in his own image, us, not things, people, human, in his own image. And he put the seed in man, praise God. But then he saw that man was lonely and man needed a helpmeet. So then he opened up that man's side. And took a rib and made woman, praise God. And that woman, praise God, was impregnated, praise God, and brought forth a seed, and then brought forth more seeds, and more seeds produced, praise God, hallelujah. Aren't you glad? I am so glad the way God orchestrates things. I am so glad that I am a part of the seed. Of the spiritual and the physical seed. Praise God. I am so glad that he chose me to be one of his own to declare the goodness of God and all that he has done for us. Praise God. I am so glad, praise God, that the seed has brought forth the lineage from way back. From when I don't know where my lineage is, because most of us don't know our after past grandfather, great-grandfather, great-great-great-great-great. We don't know unless we go and look up something. Praise God. But I am just so proud of that seed for it to go back, praise God. As far as it goes back, praise God. Thank God for it. Thank God for creating me, praise God, in his own image. And you can say that too. Thank you, Lord, for the seed. Thank you for creating me. Thank you for my Father. Thank you for my Father which is in heaven. Thank you, Father God, that you made you fearfully and wonderfully made it in your own image. I am so glad you're here. Bless all the fathers. Bless all the men. Bless all of the seed. Praise God. May you please return back with us next Sunday at this same time, 7 p.m. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you, and may he lift up his countenance towards you. May he give you peace in Jesus' name. I pray the blessings upon your home. If there is a man in your home, your sons, I pray blessings upon those men, my son, your sons, praise God. I pray in the name of Jesus that those sons are being blessed by the Holy Ghost, praise God, that those seeds are producing, praise God, as God has planned for them, praise God. May you be blessed in your going and your coming out, your rising and sitting down, in Jesus' name. Have a good night now. Bye-bye.